Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Man, the word mom has so much strong meaning. I want to highlight moms out there for a second. It could be you, yourself, like I'm a mom and I've done something for my family, or you want to highlight your mom who helped raise you. What is a moment, maybe a specific moment, but or just a job or in general mom was doing on a regular basis that you just never really got a chance to thank her for? 314-531-9898. I think moms can be one of the most thankless jobs out there. Man, they just do so much for the family. And constant times in our life, we look back and we're like, man, I wish I could have said thank you for this, this, and this. And this gives you an opportunity to do it on the radio. For me personally, I wanted to highlight that, like, kind of that mom strength, mom strong moment for my mom, because she did everything for our family and did everything to help raise us. But a moment like this, where my mom, who we lost to dementia, the last weekend I ever spent with her, she was nonverbal at this point. She was really, really, really sick. And I've told this story on the radio before, if you've heard it. I'm going to tell it again because I think it needs to be told over and over and over again, because it's just an example of moms just having a different type of strength. Is we were just feeding her watermelon chips to keep her like almost alive at this point. And so I just sat there, and I didn't live in Chicago at the time. That's where we're from. So I flew into Chicago Friday, Saturday, Sunday comes around, and we just stay in the room with her, spending those moments with her as much as we can. And she was nonverbal, could not talk, sleeping a lot when she was up. It was this glassy, like, not there, cloudy version of herself. You could see in her eyes, you could just see that, like, she couldn't, like, even when she was eyes were open, you could see that she wasn't there. And I went to go say goodbye to her to go catch my flight. I was like, Mom, I love you. I'll always love you. And I shared this moment because I felt like I'm almost feel like guilt for this, but I'm an extremely stubborn person to a fault. And one of the sayings I have is literally is the password to my everything is never give up, to remind myself to never quit. And I just told my mom, like, if you're holding on for me, Mom, you can let go. It's not quitting. And I had this moment and I talked to her and I said, "You, Mom, it's okay. You can go to God. We all love you." And I had this like heart to heart with her, and she grabs my hands out of nowhere. Like, again, nonverbal, so strong. The cloudiness disappears for a second, and my mom looks me in the eye and says, "I love you."
No.
And I was like, that is a mother's strength that only moms can do. Like, moms are just built completely different. And like, they just have this powerful way of like, I will do anything so my kids know that I love them. Yep. No matter what is happening, you can't stop a mom's strength. It doesn't have to be as strong as a moment that I got to have with my mom, but a moment where you're just like, man, Mom just proved it. Mom just had it. And I don't even know if I realize it, but Mom always had it. Do you guys have moments like that where you look back at your life and you're like, damn, Mom, you were kicking ass?
Yeah, I mean, moms have such a giant place in my life. My mom was a single mom, still is a single mom, been my whole life a single mom. Her mom was the best mom, who raised my mom to be a good mom, who then has raised my sisters to be all amazing moms. And they've all been single parents as well. And so it's been such an inspiration to me that they all like channel this like huge, large strength that you can get through anything. And what matters the most is your kids. And I am so amazed by every single one of those women in my life, in my immediate family, who are moms.
Thanks for doing it all. Like, kind of
thing. Literally,
like,
yeah.
Because I know that your dad did not have a big place in your life, and your mom took on every single role. And that's like, thanks for being such a utility knife.
Yeah, worked two jobs my whole life.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. You know, one of the things about my mom, God rest her soul, was my mom was honest to a fault, regardless of anything I did. She always kept you grounded. I can remember when I used to put parody songs together for the older show that I was part of, and I think this sums up my mom best when she would say, "Aha!
Big moment, Kevin.
Yeah, exactly. Why, Mom? Because I screwed it up, right?
Kevin, they all suck.
Yes. Yes, they do, Mom. And that's the best thing about my mom. I mean, you know, she was honest about stuff. I can remember when she was a principal and she asked me to sub one time. And she was like, I don't think teaching is your calling. And I believe she was right. But she loved us more than anything. She always gave her heart. And that's the best thing about Mom. And that's my mom. My wife, oh, my God. I can't say enough great things about her. Just staying with me is the best thing. But
Mom's strong moment was able to stay married to Kevin.
Yeah, married to Kevin. Top of the list.
But dealing with our firstborn and having an unscheduled C-section, emergency C-section, and then finding out that our child was born deaf and, you know, having to do things with a Broviac calf and trying to keep her hearing and then, you know, shuffling and taking her and her mother, taking my daughter to CID to help her, you know, achieve the things she's achieved. I mean, it's incredible what moms do. And we never say thank you enough. And it's weird because you get one day, Mother's Day, to say thank you.
But it's all the little things. Like for me, most recently, the one that comes to mind is I had posted something on my Instagram story about me like reading a book on the concrete of my like little deck I have at my apartment, just being like, this is adulting. I'm too cheap to get a chair. I'm just like sitting on a towel on the concrete. And the next day my mom FaceTimed me and she was like, so I'm shopping for chairs for outside for you.
Aww. You never stop worrying. They never stop worrying about you. Like,
I can just ask her to do this and she's just out there. And it's just all the little things.
I think like you start to realize it as an adult. Cause like I see it as a parent now, like I get my kids the things they need and they're like, they are really appreciative. My kids actually do say thank you. And they're 4 in like 20 months. And it's crazy to see that. But also like, then like the toy breaks or you just move on and you don't realize it. But like your mom will always be wondering, is my baby sitting in a chair? I don't want my baby sitting on the ground, right? Like my mom will always be worrying about them. Reflect back on your mom. When do they have those mom strong like moments? Moments of strength that only moms can do, or those thankful things that you had in your life that you just never really got a chance to say thank you for. 314-531-9898. We want to highlight you, Mom, on Mother's Day weekend while we're commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. That's what we're doing. We're telling stories about our moms where you just like realize as you get to an adult, like, damn, mom was strong. Mom was a badass. Mm-hmm. Mom could like take on Superman. Like Superman ain't got nothing on mom. 314-531-9898. It's an opportunity for you to say thank you for your mom for those mom strong moments.
We got a text saying, my mom worked 2 jobs to put me through college as a first generation college graduate. Now she lives with me so that I can pay her back.
It's crazy to think about the sacrifices our parents made, specifically moms, made so we could have a better life. And then the dream scenario is then you can thank them for it later in life, like the person who texted in. Jane, you had talked about that. As you became a mom yourself, you realized the emotional support the mom was providing?
Yeah, for sure. My mom set the standards so high. And you don't realize it as a kid because it's annoying. They want to ask you questions and you're annoyed. And you look back and now I'm a mom. And I'm like, wow, it makes sense why she did everything she did.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
and so with my son, like we have conversations now and I give him advice and I'm there for him. I give him the same emotional support. And the stories I tell him about me and my mom, it helped our relationship even. Like, for example, I told my son, you know, I don't eat McDonald's. It's just not a good choice. As a little kid, I told him that. He's almost 16.
You're obviously not AB's mom.
But it was something that was important to you, and you conveyed it, and now that's something you guys share together?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's important. I mean, it's important for that communication as a parent and just in general, but being a parent, being a mom, I realized why she was crying, why she was trying to be there for me, and I understand.
Yeah, that's the thing. Thank you so much for the call, Jane. That's the thing I think about all the time now as a parent is when I'm under distress or I'm under juggling a million things at work and life, do my kids know it or are they just enjoying their time on the swing set? And so many times I think back of my parents were probably doing the same exact thing.
Exactly.
Like so many stories I've heard, and even myself, like my dad will talk about like, we were broke and I didn't know it. You know, like they masked those things and brought joy to us and were there for us. And all those times we didn't know. Katie, you have a story that was showed your mom how strong she was.
Hi. Yeah. So I'm an only child, and my mom and I have a very close relationship. She's my person. And, you know, when I turned 20, I wanted to, you know, find my own independency, and I wanted to travel, and I wanted to work abroad. So she was brave enough to let me, you know, just flap my wings and leave the country. I moved to Australia, but...
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
When I was over there, I got in a really bad car accident, and I ended up in the ICU, and my mom, being someone who never traveled internationally, was scared of flying, she got her passport expedited.
Wow.
She got on a plane, and she flew to Australia to be with me, and she, you know, she just continuously shows up for me. She has a for people. And
your phone's Katie, your phone's starting to break up, but it is goes to show you that moms will literally not jump like across the world,
right? Yeah.
If they have to.
Exactly. Their fears become subsided.
Yep. Yeah, like, you need me, I'm here across the world. I'm there, whatever it takes. Nothing will stop a mom from their babies. That's such a cool story.
When I was done living in Australia, I went and taught English at another country. So she's just always been supportive of my wild ideas. And
yeah, it sounds like she needs a facial after raising you.